The Potting Bench Diaries, 13th of April 2022. What I'm doing this week? After all the move arounds last week, everything is pretty much in place for the rest of the season, unless there are any late additions, which I think there might just be. Most of the pots of daffodils are looking good, but some of them are on the turn, so I've cut a few more for the house. Then I'll either move the rest of the pots where they can't be seen, or I'll get them in the ground for next year. It's still best to leave them in the pots for now, so that they can gather the energy up for next year. The good thing about some of the daffs going over is that the tulips are able to shine that little bit brighter now. I may have overdone the daffs this year. I think probably more tulips next year, we'll have to see. Either that, or I'll need to get some more pots and have both. The tulips are looking the best I think we've ever had in this garden, and you might have seen the massive planter that I posted on Instagram. Purple and white tulips are such a fantastic combination, but I think I may just add a splash of orange or yellow, or maybe even red or pink to them next year too. One of my favourite bulb techniques is to use two complementary colours, such as purple and white, and then throw something totally different in. It usually works really well. Elsewhere, the garlic is romping ahead and looking really good. Not much action from the carrots though, they were sown weeks ago and there's only sign of two seedlings at the moment. Still, it's the first time that we've grown carrots, so it's all a lesson learned. What I'm sowing and planting this week. There's been no sowing at all this week, but I finally got my act together and planted out some of the bare root white hostas that needed doing. We've got the perfect little spot in the shady border for them, right next to two astilbes that we've got. I'm looking forward to seeing how those look later in the year. We also got a cherry blossom just after the first lockdown, I think, and it wasn't very happy where it was, so I've given it some more shelter from the wind and the harsh sun, and it's come on leaps and bounds in the last few weeks. Plenty of buds on it, ready to burst open. Speaking of bursting, the zippy is fit to burst now, and I'm just aching to get some of these plants out in the ground. It gets to this time of year, I think, and we're all in that limbo stage of wanting the last frost to come and go so we can start filling all the gaps in the borders. I don't know about you, but we've still got plenty of frosts here. In other news, the podcast is still in full force and the episode last week with Cloud Gardener has been really well received, and this week's is also a really good one. I'm so happy to have sat down to chat with Mr. Plant Geek himself, Michael Perry, to talk about how it all started for him and where it's all going. If you haven't listened yet, then it's really worth finding. I'm loving doing these updates in audio form, but the blog post is still available if you'd rather read these instead. I'll be back next Wednesday with another update from the potting bench. See you then.